This is Audible.
Law of Attraction for Motivation. How to get and stay motivated to attract the life you have always wanted and be unstoppable. Written by Elena G. Rivers. Narrated by Bo Morgan. Disclaimer. All information in this book has been carefully researched and checked for factual accuracy. However, the author and publishers make no warranty, expressed or implied, that the information contained herein is appropriate for every individual, situation or purpose, and assume no responsibility for errors or omission. The reader assumes the risk and full responsibility for all actions, and the author will not be held liable for any loss or damage, whether consequential, incidental, and special or otherwise, that may result from the information presented in this publication. Please note the information contained in this document is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Every attempt has been made to provide accurate, up-to-date, and completely reliable information. No warranties of any kind are expressed or implied. Readers acknowledge that the author is not engaging in the rendering of legal, financial, medical, or professional advice. By reading this document, the reader agrees that under no circumstances are we responsible for any losses, direct or indirect, which are incurred as a result of the use of information contained within this document, including, but not limited to, errors, omissions, or inaccuracies. Introduction. Thank you for taking an interest in this book. It really means a lot to me. My name is Elena, and I am a Law of Attraction nerd and author with a passion for holistic self-help. Even though right now I am blessed with a life I love, as well as the opportunity to share my passion and knowledge with others, it wasn't always like that. My life used to be a mess, and it was a vicious cycle of pain, rejection, and addictions. I was desperate for answers for myself, because I wanted to create a better life for myself and those around me. That got me on a path of never-ending study. I started devouring self-help and spiritual resources and working with all kinds of mentors, from business and success coaches to energy healers. I became committed to transforming my life. As I was going deeper and deeper into the materials and seminars I was learning from, I quickly realized that some resources were very superficial and mainstream and were not helping me at all. After reading a ton of books about success, motivation, productivity, and similar topics, I knew that even though I had learned a ton of new concepts, something was missing. Something was missing because I got to a point where I felt stuck and confused. It felt like I could never make a long-lasting change. I would witness other people's success and transformation, and it seemed like they were motivated and unstoppable, but I felt like a dumb turtle. No offense to turtles, I think they are very cute. To sum up, I felt like the mainstream world of high performance, business mindset, and strictly financial success self-development world was not providing me with the answers I was searching for. My main question was, how does one become truly unstoppable? What is this invisible force that can keep you going, but at the same time, when not used properly, can wear you down? And finally, I wanted to know how to unleash my full potential, but from a place of self-approval and authenticity. I got sick and tired of pursuing careers just to make those around me think I was something special, while I was feeling empty and drained inside. I knew I was going to face my dark side and many issues that I needed to work through. Luckily, I also knew it would be a change for the better, and that it would be a lasting one. And so, I began exploring the world of the Law of Attraction, spirituality, energy, Reiki, and the subconscious mind. Eventually, I came to a simple conclusion. self-development in itself will not work unless you work on your energy and shift it to a place of authenticity, self-love, and following your inner voice. And this is exactly what I teach through all my books. My mission is to explain the self-development concepts of personal success, focus, happiness, wellness, productivity, and motivation using the law of attraction and the realignment of yourself with your true core. Please note that this doesn't mean we will be just visualizing and reciting some affirmations. It means that we will go much, much deeper so that you can get rid of layers that may be preventing you from becoming the best version of yourself and living your purpose. To unleash your true motivations, the first thing that needs to take place is healing. Healing of past traumas, mistakes, and fears you may be facing. Healing is a normal process that consists of peaks and valleys. To be fully healed, you need to give yourself permission to face some truths that may feel uncomfortable at first. I am here to help you with that in a non-judgmental way. Creating long-lasting motivation is not like taking a pill. It's a process. The good news is that this process has the power to truly transform your life, career, and relationships. It can help you get back to your true self. You will be able to step into your courage and no longer fear other people's opinions and judgments. As we go through the process I share in this book, I want you to imagine that I am gently holding your hand through each and every step. Even if today you're having a bad day, don't worry. You are totally allowed to. Just relax, enjoy the process, and let it be without forcing anything. The best things manifest themselves when you are not pushing, forcing, and hustling. The best reality emerges when you are allowing while taking meaningful and purposeful action in alignment with your true motivation. This is what this book will help you discover, your deep motivation. How this book came about. After undergoing my own radical transformation in all areas of my life, health, career, finance, and relationships, using deep law of attraction concepts, I made it my purpose to share and teach, using my books to share my message. The idea for this book, which is a motivation slash law of attraction combo, was born after I noticed a pattern that prevents many people from living their best, authentic, and happy life. And that pattern is, I lost my motivation. I lost my driving force. I don't feel like doing anything. What very often happens is that people try to remedy this issue by trying harder. Or they turn to gurus who begin shaming them or calling them lazy. However, the root of the problem is very simple, and it's not even a problem, to be honest. It's a question of perception and knowing the correct order of things to focus on. You see, most people pursue goals that are not even their own goals. They very often set goals in order to feel worthy in front of other people or to make other people happy. And since the goal is not really connected to their true vision, it feels like they always have to push and hustle to make something out of themselves. After some time, that rat race can turn into a burnout, both physical as well as emotional. I am going to give you a sense of freedom now by telling you that it's okay to lose your motivation and you should not be ashamed of doing so. It's simply a sign that your subconscious mind is sending you, and that sign means that the goal you are pursuing may not be for you. It may also mean that the goal you are going after is for you, but you are sending out way too much importance and therefore creating a sense of resistance that pushes your results away, making you lose motivation in the process. For example, a person on a date with someone they really, really like. They try so hard that the person they are on a date with feels lots of pressure and is not interested in another date. Or imagine a person with a pet, for example, a cat. If they start to stroke it too much, the cat will push them away. Or a person goes on a job interview and tries so hard that they come off as being too full of themselves or too nervous. Another sense of freedom I am going to give you now in this introduction, it's still not the main meal, is that nobody is perfect. There are many self-help gurus out there, gurus of all kinds, from business to spirituality. They all have a meticulously curated image on social media, and they are always perfect, they are always doing the right thing, and they never have a bad day. You look them up online, and you automatically start comparing yourself to what you see. This results in two possible scenarios. One, you lose your motivation thinking, I will never be like them, so what's the point? Two, you do the opposite. You take massive action, and you try too hard while burning yourself out. A friend of mine who wanted to be a famous influencer on social media and grow all his social media platforms at the same time burned himself out. He was comparing himself with big famous gurus who have teams of people who help them create and post content, optimize their platforms, and grow their following. The problem? He was attempting to do that all by himself while still working in a full-time job. Eventually, he burned out, and it took him a few months to recover. After going through the process I will be sharing in this book, he decided that to achieve big things, he had to start small, and that he had to stop comparing himself to other people. Finally, he realized that he didn't really care that much about fame or the number of followers he had. His personal goal was to have a job-quitting income so that he could go full-time with his passion while creating content and promoting products that help people. He also realized he didn't need to have a big following, but rather a following of people who really resonated with his message. In alignment with that discovery, he simply focused on one social media platform and stopped comparing himself with big-name gurus who very often spend $50,000 a month on professional teams and paid advertisement to grow their social media platforms. Does that mean he is not ambitious or is shooting too low? No, it means that he's going through a step-by-step process to grow a following at his own pace. Another example, a person who is just getting started on a health and fitness journey may have a simple goal of losing some weight and cleaning up their diet. If they start comparing themselves with big-name professional athletes who, once again, have teams of doctors, nutritionists, and high-performance coaches around them to monitor and measure what they do, eat, etc., well, it will be very hard to compete with that, right? A person who is simply looking for a side income or wants to replace their job income with a small business that is more aligned with their passion should not compare themselves with someone who is a multimillionaire. Well, yes, they can use someone's success story as inspiration as for what is possible, and they can hold that vision. But everything is a process that takes time. By trying to go too fast, you may end up burning yourself out and losing your motivation or even thinking you are not good enough. Today, many of us want instant gratification, and we overlook the importance of simple step-by-step dedication. It's time to change your relationship with the concept of motivation and accept a few truths. One, emotions that we may perceive as negative, such as not feeling motivated, are simply signs to help you get on the right track and realign your actions, energy, and thoughts using the law of attraction. This is what the following chapters of this book teach. Two, these emotions may also be telling you that you need to slow down. Three, you need to give yourself permission to stop thinking about what other people may think of you. That will allow you to set up goals that really excite you. 4. Real, holistic motivation is like a muscle that can be worked on. It's like going to the gym. You need to have a plan that is easy to follow. However, that plan can't be about overworking and exhausting yourself. It must be sustainable. If you are new to it, you can't compare yourself to all those gym rats out there, whether it's a real gym or an emotional/motivational gym. 5. You must be patient and believe in the process, but at the same time, be impatient with the small everyday actions you can take. This is exactly what we will be discussing in this book while combining it with very practical Law of Attraction exercises. Most readers who turn to my books have already been through a ton of entrepreneur as well as self-help materials, and they have tried everything under the sun. And most of them, after going through my humble materials, discover that the goals and ventures they wanted to manifest were not even what they truly wanted. They either wanted to impress someone or get some title or achievement to post on social media to feel worthy. I know, sounds a bit cruel. I was in that mindset for years, even before social media came along. I worked very hard, even when I was totally burned out, just because I wanted to achieve goals that were totally out of alignment with what I truly wanted, to impress people who didn't even care about me. All the meaningless and superficial achievement I was chasing was just to feel worthy and accepted by other people. I created my own mental prison, and it took me years to get rid of it. My full story and the process I use to get back to alignment with self-love is something I talk about in depth in my book, Self-Love Handbook, Magnified with the Law of Attraction. I highly recommend that you read it if you're seeking deeper healing and connection with yourself to get back in alignment. Some readers are looking for motivation to transform their health and fitness. They have already tried all the diets out there, only to end up confused and burned out. However, after going through the process I teach in this book, and by combining holistic motivation with the Law of Attraction, they could finally dive deep, listen to their body, and create a healthy lifestyle they enjoy. Some readers were able to use the process taught in this book to finally get involved in a creative or artistic activity they always wanted to pursue, like, for example, writing, music, or art. By getting connected to your true desires and motivations, you also diminish the fear of rejection and criticism. You allow yourself to keep going even on a bad day. In fact, those bad days are just signs from the universe to put us to a test and see if we are really passionate about what we do. And don't worry if this doesn't make any sense now. After going through this book, you will know exactly what to do and how to do it to be unstoppable in your own unique way. Some people around you will be under the impression that you've got some magical powers. Trust me on that one. But the best part is that they will feel inspired by your actions. Let's be honest. Motivation comes easily when things are going our way. We are getting results we have worked for, and we are riding the wave of success. Then we feel like celebrating and taking more action to achieve even better results. We feel excited about what we do, and motivation comes naturally. The problem is, how do we stay motivated and consistent when things are a bit slow? How do we maintain the right mindset and keep going when life hasn't treated us well? What should we do when things get tough? The only thing we manifest is failure, and we begin losing our passion. Obstacles very often cause us to lose our motivation, and unfortunately, while there are many gurus who have speeches, seminars, books, and other resources to help you get motivated, very few of those resources talk about how to maintain that motivation and what to do when things don't pick up as fast as we originally envisioned they would. This is where I come in, to help you through this book. This is not yet another motivational book that you will read, feel good about for a few days, but never feel inspired to take action or to create lasting transformation. This book is designed as a step-by-step transformational action guide to help you grow your motivational muscle using a holistic mix of the law of attraction, quantum physics, mindfulness, balanced self-care to stay nourished and energized, as well as reconnecting with your subconscious mind on a deeper level. Most importantly, it's about getting rid of the superficial layers and other people's negative energies and expectations that are holding you back. The exercises taught in this book will also help you improve your personal productivity and focus. As a result, you will feel inspired to walk away from people, circumstances, events, and even social media channels that might be draining your motivation. Motivation can be compared to eating a healthy diet and living a healthy lifestyle. You need to commit to the whole package on a regular basis. It's hard to lose weight by only eating healthily occasionally, or by not doing any physical activity. At the same time, it's very hard to transform your health if you eat some healthy food here and there, but never decide to eliminate foods that are making you sick and tired. One thing to remember, though, it's not about being perfect. You can live a healthy lifestyle and eat a healthy, clean food diet, yet every now and then indulge in pizza or a cake. Same with motivation. Once again, let me stress, some days will be less motivating and less on track. Motivation is like a muscle, and it also needs some rest days. The problem is, when there are too many of those rest days in a row, and we start feeling guilty or feel like quitting what we're doing. Most motivational books don't work because they offer information on a very superficial level. They never make you dive deep to help you realize what actually depletes you of energy and motivation so that you can get to the root of the problem and get rid of whatever is holding you back. Taking action is very important, but most self-help books forget about taking an inspired, aligned, and meaningful action. Action that helps you stay energized instead of burning you out. So, after consuming some more mainstream motivational content, you may start feeling bad about yourself, thinking, "What's wrong with me? Why am I going so slowly? This guru really seems to be always getting it right. Why can't I be like them?" Deep inside, you may be even rebelling against another motivational quote or another "just take massive action and hustle all day" cliche. Well, the good news is this. If you can make a conscious decision that you really want to change your relationship with motivation and dive deep through this law of attraction for motivation journey, this book will help you for years to come. My biggest intention is to help you redesign your vision and goals. This is where law of attraction will be very handy, so that the motivation you create will not be short-lived. It will be automatic, almost subconscious, as you start working through the different emotional layers that are holding you back from achieving your goals. As humans, we have every capacity to live proactive, deliberate, self-actualized, and fun lives. We can show our failures who is in charge, bag up our fears, and turn them into this invisible force that keeps us going. We can become the screenwriters of our own lives and redesign what we don't like or want to change. But most importantly, you will change your perception and see everything that happened to you as something that happened for you. In other words, you will master the art of turning all kinds of circumstances into motivational fuel to help you be unstoppable. Are you ready to take it a step further and rock on in your life, career, fitness goals, and whatever other endeavors in your near and far future? I want you to achieve your goals, not someone else's goals, so that you can achieve true happiness and fulfillment in your life. A special offer from Elena to help you manifest faster. Before we get into motivation, I would like to offer you free access to my VIP newsletter. Visit www.loaforsuccess.com/newsletter to sign up. That's www.loaforsuccess.com/newsletter to sign up. When you sign up, you will instantly receive a free copy of an exclusive Law of Attraction workbook that will help you raise your vibration in 5 days or less. You will also be the first one to learn about my new releases, bonuses, and other valuable resources to help you on your journey. Sign up now, and I'll see you in the first email. I am looking forward to connecting with you. Love, Elena. Chapter 1. Reconnecting with Your Inner Guidance. The first step in the process is reconnecting with your inner guidance. And the best way to do so is to allow yourself to design your ideal day and reconnect yourself with that vision on a regular basis so that your inner GPS can guide you while keeping your motivation levels high. Please do this exercise without any attachment or expectations. Do it as a simple experiment. The word experiment implies that there is no right or wrong. You cannot fail with an experiment because all you get from it is data, right? This is exactly what we want to do now. It's time to dive deep and create your ideal day while getting rid of all the layers, negative associations, and all those annoying voices in your head. But how can I do it? The exercises I will share with you can always be slightly changed over time. What I like to do is to give you different options so that you can pick and choose and focus on something that works best for you. Tracking back my successes and failures, I can honestly tell you that whenever I was successful, I would in some way do this kind of an exercise. Even before I knew about it, and even before I got into the Law of Attraction, my mind was doing a very similar kind of an exercise. Then, of course, I felt very motivated and inspired to take action that was aligned with my vision. At the same time, whenever I would experience long periods of feeling stuck, anxious, or even depressed, yeah, I am a positive person by nature, but I also have my ups and downs. It was because I lacked clarity and confidence in my action. Needless to say, that was draining my energy, productivity, and motivation. I would just take random actions without focus, self-awareness, and vision. And again, it was when I was skipping the exercise I am just about to share with you. I would either get stuck in my mind thinking that it was no longer necessary, or thinking that it was only for beginners or other similar excuses. You may be thinking, but Elena, just show me how I can be motivated right here and right now, and then I can go out there and change everything in my life. But it usually goes the other way around, and big changes start in your mind. Same with fitness. Nobody can teach you how to be fit right here and right now. They can give you steps for you to work on your muscles, diet, and also your mindset so that you have a blueprint you can use to transform yourself on a deeper level. Motivation and self-image are like siblings. No big changes can be made without working on your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is a mechanism designed to keep you in what it thinks is your comfort zone. It has good intentions, and it wants to protect you. We are where we are because of our self-image. And as harsh as it may sound, our results equal our self-image, and our motivation is a byproduct of that. Everyone creates something and some kind of a life and results. But whether it's the results they actually really wanted or not is a different story. Most people just run on an autopilot, moving between careers they hate and self-imposed distractions to entertain themselves in between. Of course, some people are happy where they are, but you are here because you are into conscious living and you are looking for big changes and transformations in all areas of your life while creating a positive impact. It's important to design your ideal day in your mind and write down all the details. Believe it or not, I used to be very skeptical about it, rejecting it as some woo-woo, and would even say, just show me how to stay motivated, be successful, and make money, and then I will be able to do whatever I want. Just give me the shortcut. Give me the pill. And so I worked hard and hard and harder and harder, and it all worked well for a while. But eventually, I reached mental and emotional confusion. I got stuck on the same level. As a desperate way out, I began to compulsively look for strategies and gurus. Of course, skills are important, but here's the thing. I lost clarity. At some point, I disconnected from myself and forgot about my why and my vision. All days were busy and disconnected. Friendships were rare and very superficial. Then I realized that I had created a reality that was a prison, not freedom, because I was viewing money and success as end goals, not as tools. So, I got back to doing the lifestyle design exercise to reconnect with my true motivation. I know, you may be thinking, oh, but Elena, I don't have clarity. Not too sure what my ideal day looks like. Well, don't worry. Even if you feel uncertain now, as long as you set up a small goal, a micro habit, if you will, to sit down every day and journal for even 5 minutes and just write down the details of your ideal day and try to feel them, live them, and focus on the positive emotions you experience, you will be able to unblock and unstick yourself. It's not that you have to sit down and logically come up with the best version of your ideal day. Just start now, do it, and as you get more ideas, feel free to add them. It's really lots of fun. Do you know what the most successful athletes do to stay motivated? Before the game or the event, they visualize the process and the successful outcome. They focus on their feelings and live it in their mind. They also do it after the game. Yes, whether the result was positive or negative, in their mind, they replay it as positive. If the game went well, to further anchor those feelings. If the game was not successful, they create their own replay where the result is successful. It's a technique based on the law of attraction, a technique that is free and effective. So, no matter what happens, in their mind, at least 2 out of 3 games are successful. And if the real game is successful, they make it a triple success. Coaches who specialize in high-performance and training athletes know the tricks of the subconscious mind. It's the invisible force that connects to our self-image and leads us towards some positive results. Take a piece of paper and a pen, and if you are new to journaling, set up a timer to make sure you fully focus on this task and get in a flow. Make sure you avoid distractions and switch off your phone, etc. I suggest you don't use your computer, just a pen and paper. Now, take a few deep breaths and allow yourself to think big. Some people struggle to be able to create a step-by-step process for their ideal day. Like, it's hard for them to come up with events on a timeline. That's fine. I am also the same way. You can always journal random events from your ideal day. Maybe the first thing that comes to your mind is a nice lunch out with your partner, enjoying the sunshine somewhere sunny and warm, ordering the food you love without checking the price tag. Perhaps you want to go full-time with your passion. Well, imagine yourself doing that for a living. Maybe you want to create an image of you, your camera, and your amazing YouTube audience. You read comments you get from your tribe and feel happy. As you create that feeling, something else may come up in your mind. Think of it as a slide that you create. You can always arrange the slides in the order that you want. For example, you imagine that someone calls you, offering you a speaking gig or wanting to hire you as a coach. You attract new business opportunities and meet new business partners. From that slide, another slide may come to your mind. You wake up in a hotel, new location. You hear seagulls. You love traveling and speaking, getting paid to talk about what you are passionate about. One of my slides is writing while overlooking the sea, receiving emails from happy readers and being happy because of their transformations. Making a difference through my books and helping other people overcome obstacles and avoid my early mistakes. I can smell the ocean. The sound of the waves is calming. Now, I live a 1-hour drive from the ocean, so whenever I go to the beach, I try to merge myself with my vision while expressing my gratitude. There's something else I do because I know that the subconscious mind loves these kind of games. When writing at home, I listen to YouTube videos that contain the sound of the waves and the ocean. Also, whenever I travel, I try to upgrade my room to a place where I can enjoy the sound of the waves and the beach. I imagine it's my own house. You will have details coming up. Some may seem unrealistic, but don't think about how. Just focus on the why. Feel worthy and deserving right here, right now. Write everything down. When do you wake up? What does your bedroom look like? Where do you live? City? Nature? Penthouse? Villa? A cozy apartment? Who do you live with? Children? Spouse? Pets? What is your morning routine? What do you love doing? Maybe you have a personal trainer and nutritionist. Do you wake up in a clean, organized space? Do you hire someone who cleans your house? What about your office? Where do you work? When and where do you eat your lunch? What do you do in the afternoon? What passions can you pursue? What does it feel like? When you do this exercise every day, even if you do it in a disorganized, random slide way, you will eventually create an image and a movie that will fall into a step-by-step daily routine for your dream day. What I also love about this exercise is that you can see the future you that is a stronger version of the current you. The new you has better habits and a better mindset. What you can start doing is to adopt your future habits right now. This is how you will bridge the new you with the current you and launch the new version of yourself. Eventually, what you see as your dream vision now will become your reality. Your subconscious mind will get comfortable with it and will push you like an invisible force to take action. A friend of mine, who is an expert in sales and marketing, uses a similar exercise on a regular basis. Many people turn to him because they don't feel successful in sales, and they hope to learn some new techniques to help them get over it. But in most cases, it's not the new technique that needs work, but their motivation, confidence, self-image, and mindset. Here's a great exercise I learned from him, and you can add it to your motivation toolkit whenever dealing with a new, stressful situation that requires you to leave your comfort zone. It can be a sales call, pitching someone, or even getting interviewed. Imagine exactly what you are wearing on the occasion you are preparing yourself for. Perhaps the occasion is a sales call, interview, athletic performance, or talking to a stranger. Are you wearing any jewelry? How do you feel? How do you feel while talking? Do not overcomplicate it. In terms of what you will say exactly word for word, that will make you nervous. It will feel like reciting something. Instead, focus on the feelings that may come to your mind as you are being interviewed, working out, or talking to a stranger, depending on what situation you are imagining. Keep that feeling inside you by replaying the parts you especially enjoyed in your mind. Whenever you feel down, close your eyes and focus on people who make you feel good and appreciate you. In business, it can be people like your regular clients or business partners you admire. If your goal is to create a healthy, fit body, then imagine walking down the street and wearing your favorite clothes while getting compliments from other people who feel inspired by your transformation and also want to transform. Create a slide of that feeling and reuse it whenever you feel like it, whenever you feel down. Most people focus on the negative and on what they don't want. Ever since I started to focus on that simple trick, while at the same time writing, "I attract amazing people to my private and professional life," in my journal, I gave myself permission to leave negative environments and made new friendships on and offline, friendships that aligned better with the new improved edition of myself that I wanted to launch. Your action plan to get and stay motivated. It's very important that you do the exercises from this chapter every day, even if it's just for a few minutes every day. Most subconscious mind experts recommend doing them after waking up or before you go to bed, or both. You can accompany this with reading your goals. Goals you really want, not someone else's goals and expectations. Remember, we have feelings and emotions. We can be programmed like computers, and feelings and emotions do give us an advantage. By working with your feelings and emotions the right way, you get to improve your self-image by making your subconscious mind comfortable with the uncomfortable and the unknown. Once your subconscious mind starts to feel confident, you will feel confident, and you'll perform confident actions. It's very likely you will encounter negative voices in your head like, "I can't do it," or "I will never be able to," dot, dot, dot. Remember, it's just a test. You can easily turn those questions around by asking yourself, "How can I do it? Who can help me? What is my next step?" Keep realigning yourself with your vision by feeling and or visualizing the random slides from your ideal day. It can be, "I am walking my dog on the beach, and then we go back to my big beach house. I am on a plane traveling to a conference where I am a speaker. I feel so excited. I am in the gym after a great workout, feeling so amazing. Other people ask me for tips and motivation. It feels so good that my efforts are finally manifesting as the healthy, fit body I always wanted." You can write these down, read them aloud, or even record yourself on your phone and listen to yourself. You can also close your eyes and visualize or meditate on the feeling you are experiencing while giving yourself the gift of shifting yourself to your ideal day. You are now connecting yourself to your invisible motivational force that will keep you going in your courageous attempts to manifest your dream life. The next step will take you to the next level by combining the random pieces of your ideal day into a holistic vision board to help you stay motivated while transforming all areas of your life. Chapter 2: Vision for Life and Vision Boards. The mistakes to avoid. If you have ever consumed any success, self-help, business, high performance, or even classical law of attraction materials, you probably already know that in order to be successful with your goals, you need to know what you want. It's not hard to make a vision board. It's not hard to write down what you think you want. And it's not hard to record what you want and turn your desires into affirmations and meditations. All the above-mentioned techniques are amazing if you actually know what you want, and it comes from you, from your core. The problem? Most people don't know what they really want, even if they intellectually think they do. Very often, people get into spirituality and law of attraction because they are looking for something else out there. Maybe they got burned out in their corporate jobs or careers. Or maybe they spent years trying to achieve their goals, and when they did, they ended up feeling miserable and unhappy. So, how do you become clear on what you want? How will you know whether what you want comes from yourself? First of all, you need to be very careful about what you put into your mind. The number one mistake that most people make with law of attraction is that instead of diving deeply into this step, they create their vision board really fast without even checking if that vision truly comes from their hearts. Then they try hard to manifest. Another mistake, trying too hard sends the following signal to the universe. I don't have it. It's not for me. I need to work harder because I don't have it. My number one recommendation when it comes to creating your vision is this. Take some time off. Allow yourself to be your only friend for a few days. Go to a town you have never been to. You need some time and space to think about what you really want. If you can't take a few days off, just allow yourself a few long walks after or before work. Go somewhere peaceful and quiet. Allow yourself to think. Write down all your goals for every area of life: health and fitness, energy and vitality, spirituality and contribution, work and career, finance and money, relationships and love, friendships, passion and hobbies, travel, party, and fun. Go through all the above-mentioned areas of life and start writing down everything that comes to your mind. Then come back to that vision later. Read through it and question everything you put on paper. Do it in a mindful way, without judging yourself. Keep asking yourself, is it good for me? Will it make me happy? Is this what I really want? Finally, ask yourself, are all areas of my life in harmony? For example, a social life that involves lots of partying and drinking may interfere with your health and fitness goals. This will confuse you and the universe. Needless to say, you will start losing your motivation and feeling like you're not making any progress. One of my early mistakes with law of attraction was that out of fear, I created a dozen different vision boards that did not really connect to the same vision. Different vision boards with different houses and lifestyles. I was thinking that any of them would be good for me. I guessed that by doing a shotgun approach, I would at least be able to manifest something. Eventually something will materialize, right? Wrong, wrong, wrong! A shotgun approach to manifesting will only make you burn out. A sniper approach works so much better. More on that later in this book. Not surprisingly, during that time, I tried different business ventures. All of them failed. I invested a ton of money and never made any money. I could never commit to one idea. Now, when it comes to creating your law of attraction, abundance, vision, and manifesting the motivation level you want, the focus you need to adopt is the same kind of focus that the best high performers as well as spiritual leaders apply. It's better to have fewer goals, but strong ones. You want goals that are really yours. Take a few deep notes from your heart. You, your motivation, your feelings, and your emotions. You see, what you want is really a reflection of your feelings and emotions. Most people don't focus on their core, but instead they just jump straight into creating a vision board, using what I like to call a rat race strategy. Okay, let me see. The Joneses got a new car, so let me go on Pinterest and find something and put it on my vision board and manifest it. There is nothing wrong with wanting to have a nice car. I also like nice things. The question is, do you really care about that car? Or do you want it because someone you look up to cares about it? Maybe what you are really looking for is a sense of freedom and wealth. Knowing that you have enough to get a nice toy when you please, but at the same time not being too attached to it. A former client of mine had a vision board with a beach house on it. I asked her, why did you put it there? How did you feel about it? She said, well, I guess my parents would like it. I asked, what makes you think so? She said, because it's a house of someone who is successful and has a secure career. My parents would be proud of me if I had such a house. Can you see where this is going? No wonder she struggled with motivation. The big beach house wasn't really her goal. She just wanted a peaceful life with a creative career she's passionate about and a cozy city apartment. After a deep talk, we realized that she didn't even care about a fancy beach house, nor did she care about a job in sales. What she really cared about was establishing a stronger bond with her family and feeling accepted for who she is. Keep asking yourself, why? Why do I want it? How does it make me feel? The second round of questions is, does it make me feel light? Does it make me feel heavy? In most cases, when you start off feeling heavy, that vision is not your vision, but someone else's. Other people may be quick at manifesting it, and maybe you thought you could try too. Yes, you could, but is it right for you? These are my recommendations for you to go through before you start creating your vision board. Allow yourself some time off and get connected to your true feelings and emotions. Meditate, walk in nature, take Epsom salt baths. Start off by asking yourself, what would make you happy? Materialistic goals are fine if they are coming from you because you feel joy while being surrounded by the objects you want to manifest. However, if the root of your goal comes from insecurity and not feeling worthy or trying to impress the Joneses, then I recommend you redefine your vision. Otherwise, you will quickly lose your motivation and may end up feeling burned out. After you have built those fundamentals in your imagination, set the intention to create a very simple and basic vision board with just a few simple images that will not confuse your conscious and subconscious mind. Does it make you feel lighter or heavier? Of course, lighter should be the answer. As you go through this process, be sure to take care of your emotional state. Have an Epsom salt bath or get a massage if you have been having a stressful day. It's hard to align yourself with your vision if you're feeling stressed out, and there is no point in creating a vision board just for the sake of doing it. Okay, ready? Now that we have done the hard part, it's time for the fun part, making the vision board that is truly yours. The images for your vision board can be cut out from magazines or printed from online platforms. The only important thing to keep in mind is that the images must speak to you. Make sure they evoke a powerful feeling of joy, satisfaction, and even a little fear, which is fine because our best dreams can be scary. That vision board will be with you for years, and the best part is that the you from the future is already looking at it with a sense of accomplishment, thinking, wow, I can't believe it all is true now. Stay in that feeling for as long as possible. Take a few deep breaths, be mindful, and enjoy this step. According to the law of attraction, in this moment, all the possibilities exist, and what you want is already here. It's just a question of aligning yourself to the vision with your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Put several images of your perfect vision on a piece of poster board. Put this vision board in your plain view, in a place where you can see it regularly. I even framed my vision board and placed it next to my main bathroom mirror. Wherever you place your vision board, look at it often, revel in it, and ask yourself, how am I going to make these visions come true? Once you have your vision board, look at each individual picture. Start with picture number one. Ask yourself, what can I do today, this week, and this month to get closer to my vision? What is the new, more empowered version of myself doing? Let's say it is a picture of your dream home. Ask yourself why you need to have a home like that, and when do you need to have it? Who will you share it with? What does it feel and smell like? What do you do for a living? How much time do you spend in your new home? Do you have any pets? Do you clean it yourself, or do you hire help? Keep asking yourself, what does it feel like? That will help you stay excited about pursuing a new job or career that can help you manifest the amount of money you need to start living in your dream house. Perhaps you think about some family planning and talk to your wife or husband about expanding your family to complete your vision. Now have a look at another picture. Maybe it's a picture of a healthy lifestyle, like a person who is really fit and working out. Ask yourself, what does it feel like? What daily habits does this person have? What can I do today to get closer to my vision? Making your vision board opens up a world of possibilities to you and your dreams. It truly is a blank canvas to paint your own reality. You may even find dreams that you didn't know you have. I did. For example, a few years ago, I didn't know I would be a writer. As a teenager, someone who was an authority figure for me criticized my writing. Because of that, I abstained from writing for nearly 3 decades. It was only after going through my own radical transformation with the law of attraction that I realized I wanted to become a writer. On my vision board, I put a few words like freedom, creativity, contribution, self-expression, peace of mind. After meditating with my vision board for a few months and constantly asking myself deep questions, I concluded that I could combine freedom, creativity, contribution, and self-expression, as well as peace of mind, by becoming a writer. And you know what was incredibly crazy and amazing? I loved it. Suddenly, everyone cheered me on. When I started, I was feeling emotionally shaky from my previous fear of being rejected and laughed at. The point of this story is this. Sometimes you may not even know what your dreams and motivations are. That is why it's so important to allow yourself to find them using mindful law of attraction exercises and creating your vision board and going through it every day. Vision boarding helps you envision what truly makes you happy and fulfilled and lets you play with it. It's like a puzzle game. You can make your goals happen in the truest and best version you can. All the dreams are there waiting for you. You just have to narrow down life's many options and decide what it is that you want to go after. Aside from attraction, there is also action, especially mindful, purposeful, and inspired action. After all, you don't want to burn yourself out. It's time to make a simple plan you enjoy. You want to focus on simple actions you get to repeat on a regular basis. Let's say that your goal is to create a healthy, fit body. Your 3 big monthly goals could be sign up for the gym, organize your schedule in such a way that you can work out 3 times a week. Research healthy meal prep and decide whether you will cook your meals or whether it makes sense for you to hire someone who can help you. Your 3 big weekly goals could be work out on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Pick up healthy meals and green juice on Tuesday and Thursday. Be in bed early and listen to guided meditations to fall asleep. Daily goals. 1. Go to the gym. 2. Make a healthy green smoothie for today and tomorrow. 3. Stretch before going to sleep and practice gratitude. No matter what, get specific with the details of what you need to happen. The universe is fond of specifics, and once you put these details and desires out into the universe and set a plan to go after these visions, watch the details and opportunities start to flow your way. The final step to your vision board process is to, well, Envision what your dreams and life will be like once you have achieved them. In other words, what will your life look like once you have your ideal home or your super healthy fit body? How will you walk and dress? Who will you hang out with? Use your senses to really, really imagine what your life will be like when your dreams come true. Smell the ocean. Picture the look on your spouse's face when you tell them about the new goal you have achieved. Envision your own confidence level as you will have created something incredible in your life, such as achieving your fitness goals and inspiring those around you. You made it happen. So, how?